Once again, reading from the book of Psalms, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is fitting. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Israel used songs to praise their God. Throughout the history of the church, Christians have found expression of love and worship as they lifted their hearts and voices in song. I'd like to share with you today one such song. The author of this is unknown. Nailed upon Golgotha's tree, faint and bleeding, who is he? Hands and feet so rudely torn, wreathed with crown of twisted thorn. Once he lived in heaven above, happy in his Father's love. Son of God, tis he, on the cross at Calvary, nailed upon Golgotha's tree, mocked and taunted. Who is he? Scorners tell him to come down, claim his kingdom and his crown. He it was who came to bless, full of love and tenderness. Son of God, tis he, on the cross at Calvary, nailed upon Golgotha's tree, as a victim, who is he? Bearing sin, but not his own, suffering agony, unknown. He the promised sacrifice for our sins has paid the price. The fourth verse was written by Mr. Alfred P. Gibbs, and he records it thusly. Throned in glorious majesty, Lord triumphant, who is he? Even the same who came to die, now in heaven, exalted high, with adoring heart, we now at his blessed feet would bow. Lord of all, tis he, throned in glorious majesty. Friend of mine, when by the grace of God, through the eye of faith, as revealed in the Word of God, you see this one, the eternal God, who became the sacrificial lamb of Calvary's cross, only to be resurrected and to ascend to the Father's right hand of glory, how can you withhold your love, your praise, and your adoration? How can you refrain from joining with David and with the redeemed of Israel, with the redeemed of our age, and sing out your praises to the Lord? Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. As we read another place in the Psalms, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Friend of mine, would to God today you would bow with me as we see him on the cross. Who is he? He's the Lamb of God. Behold, said John, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And friend of mine, he came not only to take away the sin of the world, but he came to take away the sin of your heart. He came that through his death and burial and resurrection, you could receive him and be the possessor of eternal life. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. And he'll save you, make you a new creature in Christ, and make you one who is capable of worshiping him and singing praise to his worthy name. If you don't know for sure that you're born again and on your way to heaven, receive Christ. And like the Ethiopian eunuch, then too, you can go on your way rejoicing, praising his name. Amen. Amen.